right, plenty of water, sunscreen, hat. I think we're just about ready to step outside. Here goes. Oh, no! Would you believe it's the wrong sort of heat? Yes, that was the excuse used on trains throughout the country this week as temperatures went over the 30-degree barrier, leaving us all dreaming of cold days in November. Of course, could have been worse. We could have been working for the German Met Office, who issued a snow warning in the middle of the heatwave in an embarrassing mix-up during tests for a new warning system. The National Weather Service sends out an email alert warning of 4 inches of snowfall and 37-mile-per-hour winds as the country sweltered in 35-degree centigrade temperatures. The email warned of possible snow drifts and ice on the roads and advised people to leave their cars at home. Back home, our Met Office issued its first Level 2 heatwave warning of the summer. The 36.7 degrees centigrade measured at Heathrow was officially the hottest July day ever, while the London Ambulance Service reported attending 1,571 life-threatening incidents in a single day. At Wimbledon, women players were allowed a 10-minute break between the second and final sets in matches, which raised a few sweaty eyebrows as the men had to soldier on through a minimum of 3 sets regardless. And while we're talking heat, did you know the spread of paving slabs across the urban gardens is making the heatwave even hotter for city dwellers? Well, that's according to the Committee on Climate Change. They urge households to think again before replacing their green spaces with patios. Green spaces have a cool atmosphere that absorbs heat. Patios act like a storage heater, giving out heat overnight and keeping cities warmer. Things were also getting tough for Europe's zoo animals. At the safari park Beeskbergen Zoo in the Netherlands, staff had put their emergency procedures in place, including ice cubes for baboons, cold showers for the elephants, and special meat and fruit-flavoured ice cream for the ring-tailed lemurs. Yeah, I think I'll pass on that one. Again, the rise in temperature has pointed the finger at the possible effects of global warming, with the United Nations releasing a new report outlining a series of measures aimed at addressing the health risks posed by the increasing number of climate change-related heatwaves affecting the planet. The report cites a warning from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that heatwaves are becoming more frequent and intense on a global scale, largely due to the acceleration of climate change. Miss GP and hospital appointments are estimated to have cost the health service in England nearly £1 billion in the past year. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt said, though, that there was no plans to charge patients for missing appointments, which is just as well, as it'd be almost impossible to enforce and would probably go against the pledges to make it a 24-hour NHS. The question mark remains, if people miss appointments on Monday to Friday, why are they more likely to attend over the weekend? Mr. Hunt also revealed that all medicines priced over £20 will have funded by the UK taxpayer put on the label, in a strange attempt to convince patients how much running the NHS actually costs. Using the same logic, maybe Mr. Hunt and his colleagues would go one step further and have badges saying funded by the UK taxpayer prominently attached to their clothing at all times. The government are to hold a public consultation on their revised air quality plans aimed at getting them off the hook with the European Commission. The news comes at the same time as the launch of the Let's Make Air Pollution Visible initiative by non-profit organisation Deliver Change. The project aims to put air quality monitoring in all UK cities, starting with 10,000 air quality sensors in Greater London, which will be sponsored by donors and local businesses. The wrangle over Maggi noodles is continuing in India, where manufacturers Nestle have appealed against the decision to ban the best-selling brand from the shelves after government officials found unacceptable levels of lead in samples taken. Meanwhile, in the UK, the Food Standards Agency have said they've no concerns over the only variety of the noodles, masala flavour, which are imported into the country. Having looked at over 900 test results, they say all lead levels are well within EU guidelines. Have you ever wondered how owls can swoop down on their prey without making a sound? Well, so have engineers working on trying to silence noisy wind turbines by adapting turbine blades using a new material made of 3D printed plastic to mimic an owl's wings. They found a significant decrease in noise levels without any noticeable effect on aerodynamics. Reductions of up to 10 decibels were achieved during wind tunnel tests. Researchers now aim to carry out tests on a full-size wind turbine in the field. Unfortunately, news of the research may have come too late, though, after the government announced plans to limit the development of onshore wind farms, making it virtually impossible for them to be developed without local support. Some of the latest guidance from NICE looks at healthy workplaces based on the fact that each year more than 1 million workers in the UK experience a work-related illness, leading to approximately 27 million lost working days at a cost to the economy of £13.4 billion. The guidance, which is aimed at employers, managers and employees, covers a range of areas from organisational commitment to leadership style. All very laudable, but it could only serve to confuse, considering that the Health and Safety Executive and local authorities have had legal responsibility for health and safety at work since 1974. Unlike the HSE, NICE guidance also has no standing in local authorities, who are not under any obligation to follow it. A number of major charities have become the latest to criticise the government's planned £200 million cut to the public health budget. A letter expressing concern about the cuts has been sent to the Times, signed by several charities as well as the Royal Society for Public Health, the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health and the Royal College of Midwives. The letter calls for the government to recognise that the cuts will be deeply counterproductive to the health of our nation. And finally this week, in the words of Clint Eastwood, do you feel lucky today? Well, if you do, why not try a rare burger? That seems to be the advice from the Food Standards Agency giving to local authorities, telling them not to take action against food businesses serving pink burgers, providing they print warnings on their menus and put in place safeguards to control the risk posed by potentially deadly E. coli infections. Bit strange that, as I always was taught that the best way of controlling E. coli was, of course, to cook the food to the right temperature. But with renowned expert Sir Hugh Bennington saying risk cannot be managed safely, I still have the feeling this one will run and run. Well, that's it for another edition. Enjoy the sunshine and, Clint, you sure you don't want a burger off the barbecue, mate?
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today.
I'm a public health professional, get me out of here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are really personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.
I feel lucky today.